Now, I suppose the big events that we talk about when we're thinking about this period are the wars, the two world wars. And it's difficult to underestimate the profound changes that both world wars set in chain. If we think about the First World War, this was the point at which women entered the workforce on a mass scale for the first time. They were moving away from their homes to work in munitions factories for the Women's Police Force, which was established during the war. And what a lot of women found is that they found a new comradeship and a new intimacy, emotional, sometimes sexual, with other women by moving away from their homes, by opening out, by getting a new sense of independence. Now, these women weren't necessarily lesbians, but what it opened their minds and ideas to was the possibility of this kind of intense friendship, intense relationships with other women. And I think it's very difficult to track, but I think you can kind of find hints of that in the interwar period, where ideas and attitudes had opened out to some degree. And we get that too in the First World War for men. And there's a lot of very moving letters in the Imperial War Museum archive about the way men found comfort, emotional intensity with other men in the trenches. And this is not to say that these men were gay or even that they were having sex, but I think what we're seeing is an opening out of possibilities for a lot of men who were beginning to understand the possibility or the possibilities of that kind of intense emotional relationship between men, and seeing it as something that wasn't necessarily problematic.